أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The word قلقلة means shaking or movement. In Tajweed terminology, it means the movement or vibration of the makhraj with the pronunciation of one of these letters when they are sakin. It is caused by a sudden release of the flow of sound after it has been trapped under pressure in the makhraj, producing an additional sound which gives emphasis and clarity to the letter. It is like an echo sound. Here are some examples. The letter qaf. The qaf has a sukun. It reads falaq, and this reads uqosimu. Notice how the qaf was echoed. I didn't say uqa with a fatha, and I didn't say uqu with a dhamma. I said uqosimu with an echo. The letter ba. The ba has a sukun and needs to be echoed. It reads lahab, and this reads habalun. I didn't say haba with a fatha or habu with a dhamma. I said hab with a slight echo. The letter dal. The dal has a sukun. It reads slamad, and this reads qadrun. The letter tha. The tha has a sukun. It reads muhit, and this reads nutfa. The letter jim. The jim has a sukun. It reads haraj, and this reads fajrun. All these letters are letters of qalqala. You shouldn't pronounce them so much that a fatha or a dhamma is sounded. Some have said that there are a few types of qalqalas and have levels. The qalqala letters at the end of a word should be pronounced with full qalqala, and the ones in the middle should be pronounced a little softer. Get familiar with this rule first, and then you can advance onto different types of qalqalas. Just a precaution, don't do qalqala on other letters. For example, you don't say udhkuru with a bounce. You say udhkuru, not udh. It's udh. Or here, it says ismuhu and not ismuhu, as if you're bouncing the letter.